What is up, everybody? Black Klansman is under fire and a lot more on Black Hollywood Lives this week.
You are tuned in to Black Hollywood Live this week.
I'm coming.
Hey,
made for now, not tomorrow. Made for now.
Oh, Daryl's so into it, he's singing. Y'all.
I'm into it. All right, y'all. What's up? Welcome to Black Hollywood Live this week. Now that Courtney Stewart and called me out. I mean, I don't know what to say after that. I was feeling it. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know if you don't really went in singing.
I was feeling it. I was feeling it. You know, I got a little vocal every now and then. You know what I'm saying? I'm your host, Daryl Kristen. Joining me is the beautiful Courtney Stewart.
Hello, hello, everybody, and thank you.
And we were just playing Miss Janet Jackson, who's got a new single, Made for Now. She's killing it.
Made for Now.
Made for Now.
Video is so cute.
I mean, the video's great. The song is great. I play it at the gym. I mean, this woman was what, like 51 or 52?
She had the baby at 50.
She had the baby.
The baby's been out for a while.
You're right. You said the baby's been out for a while. You said like it was an album.
So by the time the baby came, she was going on 51.
And she's still on tour.
And she's on tour. And this video is just light and energetic.
It's everything.
And colorful and wonderful.
It's hot. It's a great summer song.
It is a great summer song. You are correct.
You know what I'm saying?
Even giving Daddy Yankee another try. You know?
Giving him another try.
Give him another song. Y'all.
Another song. Well, we are happy to be here with y'all today.
I know.
And we got a lot of topics to talk about. But first, before we get into the topics, you know, we started this whole thing about the video of the week, right?
Yes.
So we got a video for y'all, a video clip of the week. So I'm sure most of you watched the MTV Movie Awards.
Well, we should talk about it. Was the Video Music Award, not the Movie
Awards. I'm sorry, the Video Music Awards. You know, they do so many awards. I can't even,
yeah,
you know, sometimes keep
VMAs,
up.
The VMAs.
Yes, the VMA. Yes. But the, yes.
Yeah.
So this year. They were giving an award that Madonna came out for, which is Video of the Year,
mm-hmm.
and she was giving it to Ariana Grande.
Yes.
No, it wasn't Ariana Grande. See, I'm messing things up.
I don't even know.
It's Camila Cabello.
Yes, for Ivana.
Yes, who gave Madonna mad love for that?
Yes,
by the way,
she did.
And a lot of people have been in an uproar because of this, because Madonna was coming out and mm-hmm. she was talking about, you know, Aretha Franklin, who
yes.
recently passed, we
mm-hmm.
talked about.
Yes.
And, you know, people aren't feeling it, what she was saying. And we're going to play a little clip here of
right.
what
did
went
Madonna
down.
Let's say. Janet was just holding
See,
on.
See, we love
she
Janet so much.
Stay and hang out
Janet
us.
Was like, I'm going to take that from you,
like,
Madonna.
Bleep, Madonna. We don't need
we
you,
keeping
girl.
This.
What you had to
we
say was a
it.
Mess anyway.
We keeping this. All right, here we go. Here we got the VMA clip right here.
The course of my life, I got cut and rejected from every audition. Not tall enough, not blend in enough, not 12 octave range enough, not pretty enough, not enough enough. And then one day, a French disco sensation was looking for backup singers and dancers for his world tour. Fortunately, one of my favorite albums was Lady Soul by Aretha Franklin. I blurted out, "You make me feel." Silence. "You make me feel like a natural woman." So weeks went by and no phone call. Finally, the phone rang and it was one of the producers saying, "We don't think you are right for this job." I'm like, "Mother, why are you calling me?" He replied, "We think you have great potentials. You are rough for the edges, but there is good rawness. We want to bring you to Paris and make you a star." You're probably all wondering why I'm telling you this story. There is a connection, because none of this would have happened without Our Lady of Soul. She led me to where I am today. And I know she influenced so many people in this house tonight. And I want to thank you, Aretha, for empowering all of us. RESPECT.
All right, so that's the clip, right? That was from TMZ.com.
Yes.
So people were in an uproar about this because they said, first of all, it was people are calling it a tribute to Aretha Franklin that Madonna gave, which was not a tribute that she's saying.
She came onto Twitter and said it was not even supposed to be a tribute
mm-hmm. to Aretha. And then a lot of people are upset because they said she made it about her.
Yes.
You know, she did say her.
She gave a story. When I saw all of the uproar, I was like, what? And then at first, because obviously you assume it was supposed to be a tribute because that's what everybody's like up in arms about. But then when you read, she was just presenting another award and they wanted to have a moment
about for Aretha Franklin. Aretha, absolutely.
And
yeah.
they asked her to give a story of how Aretha affected her life in some way. Then that seemed to fit in. Like, was it a little long-winded? And did I really, you know, whatever. Yeah. But I don't feel like she was doing anything out of line and out of pocket if that's what they asked for.
That is true. And Aretha Franklin's family has gone on the record and said they were not offended by what Madonna mm-hmm. said. And they are not upset with her at all, even though the fans are. My only thing is, okay, didn't we learn from the Billboard Awards?
Which one?
That Madonna maybe should not be the person who presents soul awards or does soul performances.
Did she do something?
The Prince. Remember she got the whole Prince thing.
Was that her?
Yes, it was her and Stevie Wonder. My and remember, she got a lot of slack from that. And well, I love Madonna.
They just
listen.
Want her to talk about Aretha's effect on her life instead of actually doing a tribute.
I hear you, but I just think that she's the wrong person for it. I think she should have just kept it to the award, or they should, whoever the writers were for that, producers, they should have kept it to the award and not had her do a little ad lib.
Yeah.
Because I felt where she was going with it. I love Madonna. Listen, we can diss Madonna all day long, but at the end of the day, Madonna is an icon. She has changed
she's
music
fabulous.
In many ways. She loves black folks. She loves
everybody.
You know, whatever sexuality you are, it doesn't matter. She brings that all together.
I did think
she looked a little crazy, but that's just a personal
opinion.
She always
looks crazy. I mean, if her butt cheeks are out, like, whatever. Do you, girl.
You're
60. If everybody's mad at Madonna, but they should have. I didn't watch the whole awards.
Did
they do any other tribute to Aretha other than, like, individual people?
I don't
that
recall another
something?
Tribute.
Okay.
The only thing I recall is J-Lo.
So
that's all I remember.
That's why. Well, that's because she shook her buttocks in your face.
No, she did her thing. She did her thing.
But what I'm going to say is that we should all be jumping on MTV for not taking a minute because they had a week and a half to put something together. They could have put a video tribute together that
I agree with that.
30 seconds or whatever and had a few people say, they could have had Madonna say something, have whatever, put a video together and done an actual tribute to her. But of course they did not.
I feel like tributes aren't done right. We're not even going to get to this subject, but I feel like a lot of times on these award shows or music shows or they're just not done well. And I feel like it's such an easy thing to do.
You would think it is, but apparently not.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Because it's like not always
clearly.
Great. I mean, I'm trying to think of a great tribute that I've seen on an award show, and I can't.
Maybe the Grammys. Maybe the Grammys when Adele did George Michael, even though, because I appreciate
okay,
Adele
I wasn't
because
mad at the George
because she messed up and she started
she
over
the
and then she
start
killed
over.
It. And then Lady Gaga when she did David Bowie, I wasn't so mad at that per se.
Sorry, guys, I didn't turn off
maybe,
my
look,
phone.
Maybe, look, that might have been Lady Gaga calling
Lady
us.
No, that was the world saying, nah, sis. Lady
right.
Gaga didn't.
I don't know,
do
maybe
that.
She didn't. I don't know.
I don't actually remember. Like, I feel like there are so many of them, they're vacant from my mind at this point, so
that's
I don't
true.
Think about it anymore. But,
all right, so,
all right,
so
that was interesting.
Topics.
We'll move on to some topics and talk about interesting things that happened this week. First up, we have Miss Tiffany Haddish is back in the news. I mean, she's always in the news, but, you
she's
know,
killing it right now.
Blowing up and exploding all over the place.
Yes.
But they announced this week that she got that Netflix special that we were all saying was going to happen.
We've been saying it was going to happen. Yeah.
Because, you know, as we all know, Miss Monique was hoping that she was going to get one way back when, and then there was all kind of drama, but Netflix apparently slid some checks Tiffany Haddish's way.
Lots
she
of checks.
She feels good about whatever kinds of checks that they slid her way. And she will be releasing her one-hour comedy special on Netflix. The Netflix Vice President of Original Documentary and Comedy, Lisa Nishimura, she said, quote, Tiffany Haddish is a force. She's an incredible artist who is winning over audiences while breaking down barriers, and we are tremendously proud that she will showcase her formidable talent on Netflix. Now, we don't know how much she got. I tried to dig and see what
I did,
I could
too.
Find.
I didn't see the exact amount.
I didn't see
but
a
But I can't imagine that it's not some crazy
I'm
deal.
I'm real curious.
Come on. Well, she wouldn't do it without it.
She
At
would.
This stage.
She would do it. I think she would do it for six figures.
High six figures.
It would be high, but high. I still think she would do it for six figures. But I think knowing, in case y'all don't know, I'm gonna just run down what she got coming out. So she got her Night School movie with Kevin Hart that's about to come out. She's also gonna be in the Lego Movie 2, the second part, a voice of one of the Lego people.
Nobody's Fool.
Nobody's Fool. She's got Secret Life of Pets 2 coming out.
Oh, she's in that too?
Yes, apparently. Wow. And Jada Pinkett posted a poster that Girls Trip 2 is coming. So you know they went back to the negotiation table for hardcore money for Girls Trip 2. So
come on.
Tiffany Haddish is doing real well right now.
I'm not mad
at all. Congratulations, girl.
Does she need a man?
I think she is single, Dario. And you might be right up her alley.
Listen, I'm hot right now.
Somebody that was on Insecure tried to holler at her or something and she slapped him. There's like this whole story. I forget which guy it was. There's a whole, y'all go on and Google that and see what's going on. But she said somebody, she slapped one of the guys from Insecure because I guess he was trying to holler. I don't know what happened, but because I didn't really read it. I think I just read a headline because I didn't get around to it. But yeah, I don't know. She's single right now.
I mean, even on the VMAs, she killed it with Kevin Hart.
They got a little pushback about some of their jokes.
I know, but I mean, come on. But I mean, they take it to the next level. I think they're a perfect combination.
Yeah.
I mean, I think she and he are like equal in that sense of like the style of jokes that they
do. I actually want to see the Night School movie probably when it comes to my TV.
You said TV.
Because when I went to see Crazy Rich Asians last weekend, whenever it was, they had the longer trailer I got to see of Night School. And I'm like, I'm not sure that's what I want to see in the theater. But I do want to see it.
It looks funny.
I sat through the theater, through the trailer, and I wasn't like cackling laughing. I was like, oh, that's funny. But like not like gut-wrenching laughing. And usually like the funniest parts are supposed to be.
But did you do that during Girls Trip when you saw the trailer?
Well, we
because I didn't do that for Girls Trip either.
I mean, I only kind of did it in the movie, but it was just whatever.
I'm just saying the trailers sometimes don't represent what the movie really is.
I mean, you never know. But either way, I still want to see the movie. Like, I would download it on Apple or something and like watch it. But anyway, who knows? Whatever. Right. Congratulations, regardless, girl. You are doing big things, and we're very happy for you.
Congratulations. I'll wait to see if Monique says anything about this.
She hasn't said anything yet. And the news has been out for I think like 2 days.
2 days. Yeah.
So I'll be interested in that. She'll be like, well, whatever. I can't. Anyway, we'll talk about it if it happens. Okay. All right, so we're going to move on. Another story out of the VMAs / sort of like heading into the VMAs was Nicki Minaj.
She's got a lot of controversy going on right now
because Nicki Minaj, okay, so she released her album last week or like a week and a half ago because we talked about it last week on the show. And, you know, it came in second place on the billboards, and she was not thrilled about that. And so she had already been kind of out in the Twitter sphere running her, you know, mouth about some things regarding coming into second place. Yeah. And then this week, she took to tweeting and comparing herself to Harriet Tubman. Okay, so the first tweet that sort of shook the world was like Monday night. She tweeted the following, quote, "All the queens I remember shook shit up. Queen of the week may go to Harriet Tubman. Had she just sat there and ate her rice, you Negroes," she didn't say Negroes, but you know what word I'm thinking, "history would have been a lot less triumphant." So that was the first tweet, and everybody was kind of like, okay, Harriet Tubman, well, okay. So Harriet Tubman started trending, and people were like, why is she talking about Harriet Tubman and her record on Queen Radio? Like, what's going on? Blah, blah, blah. So then she went back, and she said, quote, "Y'all, I had no idea Harriet Tubman was now trending. I said what I said. Queen Radio will honor her tomorrow." She said she could have rescued more slaves had they known they were slaves. And she went on to say, "I fought for streaming services to count towards Billboard when a lot of niggas stay quiet." So then people are like, girl, you're comparing your desire to get streaming counted towards Billboard to Harriet Tubman
and slavery.
Freeing slaves.
Yeah.
Okay, girl. Mm-hmm. Well, everybody tweeted at her. People were saying things like, are you crazy? Like, what's going on? One person said, "I'm not sure there's anybody in the United States alive today who can respectfully compare themselves to Harriet Tubman." So a lot of people just thought it was like hella disrespectful. How dare you? How could you? Blah, 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 blah. Well, Nicki Minaj got caught on the VMA's carpet and she didn't backtrack at all. She went on to say, "I am the new Harriet Tubman. No, 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 no. I'm Harriet Tubman. Leave me alone." So she stuck to her guns. She believes she's Harriet Tubman. And it's a fair comparison in her brain. And she doesn't understand why y'all tripping.
I mean, I thought it was disrespectful, to be honest with you.
Disrespectful and just stupid.
Just dumb. I mean, and here's the thing. Here's the thing. I mean, I like Nicki as an artist. I just feel like, is this all publicity? Because she's been...
That's the next question.
You know what I'm saying? It's like she's been doing a lot. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? She was talking trash about Travis Scott. And then, although, I know you saw that video of Kylie Jenner.
All the way on
she
carpet.
Got real scared she real quick. Like, she got real... You saw Nicki on the carpet, if y'all don't know, you know, that because of that beef.
Yeah.
You know, Kylie didn't want to walk past her when Nicki was on the same carpet with her at the VMAs. And then she had her publicist kind of whisk her away.
Happen.
I actually wish that... See, I actually... Here's... I know I'm sidetracking. I wish that Kylie had actually just like... stood up and just walked
just
past her and be like, hey, girl, and kept him moving.
And be like, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I see you. Mm-hmm. Kept him moving. I would
have
respected her because of that. You
I
know what I'm saying?
I would have also.
But she didn't. It's
she
all good.
Swerved at the
she swerved.
Other
she got
way.
Real scared. She got real scared.
Or maybe she just didn't want Nicki to get a chance to say nothing crazy to her that would make her look like she got the smackdown.
Yeah, but here's my thing. If you just roll past her and be like, deuces, what Nicki says is Nicki looks stupid.
Possibly, but a lot of people would say that Nicki already looks stupid because the beef that she has, quote unquote beef, with Kylie is stupid to begin
well,
with. Because
is, yeah,
Kylie
sure.
is fully entitled to tweet, hey, yeah. listen to my man's record.
Right.
That's my baby father.
And she's like 23 and Nicki's like
36.
Yeah, whatever. Almost, I mean,
is.
I know she got mad when, who was it who said she was almost 40?
Yeah,
the
she
reporter,
got upset about
but,
that.
But, I mean, you are 5 years away from 40. I mean, come
but
on.
But people are saying that, like, oh, Nicki's losing her mind because the tour, the North,
like she
North
had
American version of the tour has been canceled and they're moving it to supposedly next year, which to me doesn't make any sense. If the record came out now,
why would the tour be better next year?
Yeah, if you've already got poor record sales.
Okay, well, I asked my friend who works in the industry, who's in the record industry, and what he said was, is what will happen is they'll release some more singles and hope that those singles are hot enough that it brings people back
more
into
people.
That connection of one goes to the tour.
Because she was supposed to be on tour with Future.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, so does that mean Future is out next year too? Or are they like not?
I don't know.
Yeah. I feel bad. Well, I don't feel bad actually because I'm not a Nicki fan. But
you're not a Nicki fan?
I've never been
so you
a
didn't
Nicki
like
fan.
When she walked and got her award and did the cheeks? The little
I didn't even, again, cheeks. I didn't watch the VMAs. And I just wasn't even interested in watching them. And I remember when the VMAs were an event, and I was, like, excited every year to see them. I just didn't even care. Like, I just didn't care this year. I didn't even look. Usually, I always go back and look at highlights. The only highlights I looked at were, like, the videos on Instagram of J-Lo.
I mean, this year I watched because, I ain't gonna lie, because J-Lo was
there.
And then there's an artist, I'm maybe messing his name up. That's B-E-Z-Z-A, Beza. This dude, like, they actually had him perform before the, kind of like, you know how the BET does the intermissions in between the commercials? He performed, and it's a song called Beautiful, I think. This kid's, like, from New York. I think he's Italian. This song, I mean, he killed it.
Awesome.
So, I like to watch it to see the new artist. You know what I mean?
I'll go back and look for that.
But, yeah, so, I mean, I feel you. I feel you.
I just feel like
I'm just over Nicki.
I think, I don't know, like, and part of me is like, oh, is it a part of the game? Like, she's playing up the ego because it's real, like, rapness to be, you know, gravitas and all of that.
I heard on an interview the other day and she was so ratchet and I felt like a little bit disrespected a little bit.
Really?
I just feel like it's too much.
I mean,
it's too much.
I just feel like...
Where are you at? Like, where are you trying to grow to?
I don't know where she's growing or going, because I don't really know where she was. All I know is that I feel like she came for some people for not giving her the respect that she never gave to Kim and the people that came before her. So I have zero tolerance or care for what happens with Nicki Minaj.
I mean, to me, Kim's the queen. I know that Nicki calls herself the queen, but Kim is the queen.
Yeah, and I can honor that Nicki has sold the most records of any female rapper.
Yeah,
respect
but
that
doesn't matter
but
to me.
You can't be mad at people for doing the exact same thing that you've done.
Absolutely.
So, anyway, good
all right,
luck,
we're move
Nicki.
On. Good
Keep
luck.
Clapping your cheeks.
Keep clapping those big old cheeks. All right, we're going to move on to our EUR Web Story Spotlight of the Week.
Without a sound effect.
Okay. All right. There we go. That's what we do here.
Yo, it's a rough week.
Yo, he was still looking at Nicki's cheeks. That's what he was doing.
Yeah, he was mesmerized by
yeah, that. That was Tony in the booth. He was trying to watch those cheeks.
It's okay.
All right, so this is a movie that Courtney and I saw and both loved.
Yes.
I mean, I still think this movie is greatness.
Brilliant.
One of Spike's best, BlacKkKlansman. Not everybody thinks it's so great.
No.
By not everybody, meaning filmmaker Boots Riley, who is the what
he
is
he? He was a director.
Director for Sorry to Bother Me, which also Sorry to Bother You, which is also an amazing movie. He is going in on Spike Lee. I mean, like hard.
He did.
Hard. He basically is claiming that Spike Lee masked the harsh reality of police brutality against colored folks in America in a 3-page essay that he wants everybody to read. Yes. You can go to ER Web
and see the whole thing.
What he has said is that the film fabricated the story points because the real life Ron Stallworth, who is played by John David Washington, he actually infiltrated a black radical group for 3 years versus just like a smaller time period that he says the movie depicted. He also said that, you know, there's a lot of false information that's just in the movie as far as like the harshness of black people and how they were treated, and he doesn't appreciate it. And I haven't seen Spike make a comment yet.
I have not seen him make a comment yet.
But I think it's very interesting because, okay, I'm going to go in and say this. It makes me a little bit sad because both of them right now have two of the black hot movies that are out right now.
Yeah.
And I understand that he has some issues with Spike Lee about how Spike's depicting the storyline, and maybe that, you know, after I've done some reading, maybe it's true with the way he glossed over some things.
Yeah.
But on the flip side, don't we need to support each other?
I mean, that's always the argument, right?
Are we not
in a space where we can critique each other because we're still
harsh.
So few? Well, I mean, is it harsh or is it just honest? Because Boots also went into conversation about he felt like the softened version of the story occurred because Spike has a financial interest in some New York police group
yeah.
that is, you know, trying to do whatever. He's on a board or something, and they pay him money. So,
to make it a softer
He thinks that that relationship is why Spike would have softened the imagery in terms of, and to sort of combat the Black Lives Matter movement-ness and all of that. So could there be some truth in that? Maybe.
Maybe. I don't know.
Or could it just be that he wanted to tell a very harsh story in a comedic sort of way? Because there was a lot of... we laughed quite a bit in this movie.
We laughed. We were also upset.
But the real message part of it wasn't just... because we know what the history of harsh black people's treatment in the 60s and 70s.
Absolutely.
Like, we know that history.
Absolutely.
I think the PowerPoint for Spike, if not that I'm speaking for Spike, was the juxtaposition to what is happening right now.
Yeah.
And so I feel like even if he softened it a little bit too much for your taste, the point is still taken that the ridiculousness that was going on at that time and the horribleness is existing now.
Yeah.
And we need to be aware and we need to know that. So I feel
to me that message was very clear.
I feel like
still,
that message
in
was
that
clear.
Movie, no matter what.
I think it was very clear. So I don't know, Boots, like, why you gotta be so mad, but at the same time I appreciate his critique because I didn't disagree with a lot of what he said.
Yeah.
And so I don't know, we're still in that space. Like, are we not allowed to critique each other? Just because there's only the two movies right now.
And that's not my point. So I'm sorry, and you're right. Let me clarify that. Yes, we are absolutely in a space to critique each other. Listen, we all critique. I critique other hosts. I critique other producers, whatever. But when you have a movie that so many people are paying attention to and you are in, you know, you both theoretically have a movie that's out pretty much at the same time.
Yeah.
And I guess I feel like there is a part of me that feels like people who are not black will look at this and be like, oh, see, they don't, listen, they can't even.
Oh, but how long are we going to feel like that? Like, when is it okay to be like,
no, but it's just,
like,
it's just
like,
the feeling
like,
I have.
Spike did a great movie, but it's not accurate. Don't get it twisted. The comedy and softness of what is happening between police and black people was for entertainment purposes. That's not reality.
I feel like there's a way he could have said it differently. That's what I feel like.
I mean,
like.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's what I'll say.
That's
there's
fair.
A way he could have said it differently.
I'm not
then
mad
gone
at
in like, you know.
Yeah.
He went in. But you know what? That's his truth. I'm not taking that away. I don't want to take anyone's truth away. That is what he felt. I thought it was an excellent movie. I can understand his critique, but I thought it was an excellent movie.
Well, I still want to hang out with Boots Riley and have a conversation because after watching Sorry to Bother You, like, I really need to understand your brain.
Me too, brother. There's
you know,
a lot of questions I have for
come
that
chat.
Too.
And
come
and chat.
Come
and
chat. Come on, Black
this
Hollywood
and
Live.
Why you was upset
Absolutely.
With Black Klansman for sure.
All right, so let us know what you guys think as well. But we're going to move on to our last topic. So, just, you know, we talk about Chicago a lot. We've talked about Chicago a lot on this show. And just when I thought things were getting better, apparently they are not. All right, so I don't know if you guys saw this, but the Chicago Police Department was caught conducting a bait truck operation on the city streets of Southside of Chicago.
Effed up.
So if you don't know what that means, the trucks were placed to entice passengers to steal what appeared to be unmonitored designer shoes. Following an outrage, rapper Vic Mensa came up with a dope clapback, actually. Yeah. I thought his clapback
was
like,
fantastic.
It's like fantastic. He started a foundation called Save Money Life. So what this foundation does, it plans to host an anti-bait truck event that will give away shoes, and basically in the same locations that the police bait trucks were there. So the goal was to distribute 5,000 pairs of shoes to people. But according to new reports, they actually now have collected 4,000 shoes. They've upped it to 10,000 shoes. 10,000 shoes. Like, I love
that.
They're going to give away 10,000 shoes.
Young people in Chicago.
So this is how you can, if you want to donate some shoes, this is what you do. The organization has collected shoes via Amazon with a list and donations from public figures. So the date for the actual event is to be determined.
Okay.
But the anti-bait truck will be stationed at the same site as the truck, full of Nike shoes, and Chicago police, you know, they haven't said too much about this, which I think is very interesting.
I'm, like, interested in how that's even
legal
to do.
I want to know what they really think about this.
Like, I want to know how it's even legal for them to basically...
Well,
bait
it's a bait and switch. Isn't that illegal? In advertising, bait and switch is illegal.
I mean, it just seems, I don't know, it just seems unethical to me, especially in a deprived area where nobody's condoning that the items that are stolen should be stolen or whatever.
Sure.
But why would you purposely try to get young? It's because it's mostly young people and teenagers probably. Like, it just seems unethical to me, and it's just gross.
Okay, let's talk about this for 2 seconds because we gotta go soon. But so... I have my mind is trying to wrap it around. So basically, so we see that these kids are, you know, are part of this bait and switch. But on the flip side, my mind goes, well, they shouldn't be stealing the shoes anyway.
Of course,
they shouldn't be stealing the shoes anyway. But
you already
they're
know
enticing.
You're enticing them purposely
on
to
purpose.
Get them to
and
do
that's not right.
something wrong. And that's just terrible. Yeah. I don't know. Especially knowing what the South Side is already going through and all of that. Like, why? I mean, there's enough stuff that you can catch the
right.
kids doing wrong to begin with. Like, you don't need to purposely go out and try to get them to become criminals. Like, why would you do that? I don't understand.
It just, yeah, it messes with my psyche a little
bit.
It
does. It just seems morally vapid. Like, I just don't understand why you would ever do that.
Sometimes I love the adjectives that Courtney uses.
I just don't get
it. I just love it. That's a side note.
But, you know what?
I mean, but here's the thing. If that was my son who was, you know, in this bait and switch, you know, like, I'd be pissed off. I'd be pissed off at the police. I mean, I'd be pissed off at my son, don't get me wrong.
Of course.
But I'd be pissed off. I mean, and then Chicago's trying to change their whole thing up. So that's my thing. It's like, why are you guys doing this?
On purpose. Like, it makes no sense. And you already
get
know
the guns out the city first.
Yeah,
let's work on that.
Yeah, let's
get the guns out the city.
That. Like, pretend
I'm on my horse,
you know,
today.
Give people
horse.
Big guns and you're giving them fake ones. Like, do something. I don't know. I'm just talking at this point. I just thought it was shitty.
Yeah.
I don't have any other.
Listen, we're going to leave on that.
It was just shitty. But
it was just shitty.
I think the choice to do something else to combat that is beautiful.
But I love
Vic Mensa and
Vic
your peeps
for doing his thing.
Do
and you know what? That's what we need, more brothers like Vic.
Stepping up in your communities, in being like, we ain't taking this. Not
shout out to Vic.
So,
real.
Yeah. Keep it up. Good luck.
He's making me want to change up my stuff and donate. I got some sneakers I can give. I got some Nikes.
Hook them up.
Hey, but they may
what
not
size
want
you were?
12.
Y'all heard that, ladies?
You crazy. On that note.
We out!
All right. Courtney, where can fans find you?
I am everywhere over the social media universe at Stuart Starlet.
We don't get no exit music?
No, we don't get nothing.
I mean,
today
nothing.
Tony,
today.
It's okay. I'm trying to go get some
Tony. Tony treating us like, sorry to bother you today.
He's like, shut up. It is 6:02.
Right.
All right.
So you can find me at Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. I'm Daryl Christen. You can also find me if you are a CBS watcher and you're in LA. I have a show now called This Is LA.
It
comes on Saturdays at 3:00 and Sundays at 3:30, and it's a lifestyle show. And you should check me out. And also on the Reels channel. So we'll see you guys soon next week. Peace. Follow us on Instagram.
Please.
From executives, Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram me, at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
This week.
Okay.
So.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.